Life can be beautiful after addiction, beyond your wildest imagination. That's the philosophy behind a new podcast. There is new hope to be found through personal stories as partners Brandon Kirk and Julia Balabanovics open the doors to a life beyond your wildest imagination through their new video podcast that focuses on the struggles of addiction and how beautiful life can be beyond it. They launched the first episode at the Hub at Cowichan Station on April 12th with around 30 in attendance. The pair felt humbled to see their passion project with a purpose come to fruition. "It's been a journey of firsts, filled with learning, growth, and excitement," said Kirk. "To see this idea evolve into a full-fledged podcast with such powerful, personal stories is incredibly moving. What started as just a spark of inspiration has turned into something far greater than I could have imagined. It's surreal, in the best way, to see it all come together and to celebrate it with our community." Kirk, who is originally from Lake Cowichan, like many is no stranger to the throes of addiction. After losing loved ones to it, and a long battle with his own personal demons, he came out on the other side, proving that once one makes the decision to take the hard step forward without a crutch, and commit to a healthier lifestyle, it can be better than one could ever imagine. The couple received a $12,000 grant last year from TELUS StoryHive to pursue the project, which was pitched as an 8-episode series. Kirk, who is the host for the series, is also the owner of Limitless, where he practices integrative somatic therapy out of his floating space down by the wharf in Cowichan Bay. It integrates neuroscience, restorative yoga, mindfulness, breathwork, bodywork, resilience enhancement, ceremony, sound, movement, as well as body-oriented processing and integration. For more information on the different types of healing that Kirk does or to book a session, visit limitlesshealing.ca. Kirk embarked on this video podcast project as a love letter to the community, with the intention to inspire healing, hope, and to share the message that getting sober is more than possible and well worth it. "I know firsthand the courage and strength it takes to get clean, and how difficult it can be to imagine a life beyond addiction while in its grips," said Kirk. "This is why these stories need to be told. Getting clean is possible and worth it. Life is beautiful, and people who struggle with addiction shouldn't be written off by society." All 8 episodes have now been recorded, and the first guest to share his personal story and journey at the launch inside the Hub on April 12th was Cowichan Valley's Hiamtun Roland. Each episode of the new powerful podcast series follows a unique arc shaped by the life and journey of each guest, with a unifying thread throughout: transformation after addiction. All the stories not only center around just surviving but also thriving, living a life beyond what any of those who have trudged the path of addiction could ever believe possible. "It's about hope, healing, and showing what recovery can look like," said Kirk. "It's for those still suffering, those in recovery, and the families and communities impacted by addiction, here in the Cowichan Valley and beyond. The world continues to grapple with the opioid and fentanyl crisis that has seen overdose deaths climb rapidly and steadily since 2010. In British Columbia alone, there have been more than 10,000 deaths since 2016, with around 2,500 deaths in both 2023 and 2024. The stark numbers make the podcast timely. It's about connection and breaking down stigma, dismantling the walls that divide us, and reminding each other of our shared humanity," said Kirk. "We all want to love and be loved. We all want joy. This podcast is a reminder that we're not as different as we think. We are all connected. By listening, by sharing stories, by telling the truth, we create space for healing. And I believe that stories, especially the ones rooted in truth, have the power to change the world, if we're willing to truly listen." Community members can now listen to the first episode on platforms such as YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. "This subject is so close to my heart. While the podcast was created to offer hope to others, I believe it has also been a healing space for every guest and for me personally. There's something transformative about telling the truth and holding space for someone else's truth," said Kirk. "My deepest hope is that someone, somewhere, hears a story that lights a spark, whether it's hope, love, or the courage to make a change. If even one person feels less alone or more inspired to take a step toward healing, then this podcast has done its job. These stories are meant to uplift, to connect, and to remind people that a better life is possible. A follow-up episode featuring a new guest was released each week. They will all be out by June, and are already looking for guests, for their second season. If you are interested in sharing your own personal journey and truth, email brandon@brandonkirk7@gmail.com. Since embarking on this podcast project with his partner Julia, Kirk said one of the most impactful parts of the journey has been not only having the opportunity to share his own story but to hear those of others, calling the experience both powerful and meaningful. This event, on April 12th, meant a lot to me, and to see such a caring and supportive community come together, including family, friends, and even people I'd never met, was really moving, said Kirk. There was a genuine feeling of connection in the room, and it reminded me how important it is that we show up for each other and for ourselves. What stood out most was the way people shared openly and supported one another. I believe when we come together like that, it creates a ripple effect that can lead to real healing and positive change. Having my partner Julia by my side through it all made the experience even more meaningful. Her support has been incredible every step of the way, and I'm so grateful for her.